This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time now for the Outdoorsman Radio Show with your host, Alan Ellis. Hey, everybody, we're back. Alan Ellis here. This is the Outdoorsman Radio Show. We talk about fishing, hunting, and the great outdoors. We were at the Frederick NRA show yesterday. Be there today, be there tomorrow for the length of the show. And you can stop by the booth if you'd like to. We're in booth 97. We're in the Rabbit and Poultry building. I think it's booth building 14 or 16. I can't remember, but it's the building next to the Mason-Dixon Big Buck Contest. So we'd love to have you stop by and say hello. We talked the last hour with no comments on these. We've got some concepts coming up that could turn into regulations for the upcoming season, hunting season. The concept is to create a statewide bag limit for antlered deer, bucks. Reduce the overall bag limit to 3 per year, 1 per season. In other words, you don't get a bonus tag. You don't get to take a second buck after taking two antlerless deer. That's number one. Number two, the unlimited antlerless bag limit for the suburban zone, the five counties here in the center of the state, would be expanded to all of Region B. Unlimited does with the bow. And sick of deer to institute a branch antler requirement for stags during all sick of deer seasons. Antlered sick of deer would need at least one branched antler to be legal to harvest. That would cut down on the number of yearling buck spikes that would be taken, and would help with that, help the bucks to reach maturity and focus more interest and intent on the hinds, on the females. Other regulations for river otters in western Maryland, reducing the public land cottontail rabbit bag to two, on crossbows to allow a cocked crossbow to be transported cocked but unloaded. In other words, no bolt or arrow on the shooting rail. A loaded crossbow is one with a bolt or arrow in place on the shooting rail. A cocked but unloaded crossbow would be allowed to be transported, which means you wouldn't have to shoot it at the end of the day and uncock it. There are a couple of CWD regulations, a concept proposed to permit the transportation of a deer carcass or a part taken in the CWD management area to an approved taxidermist, or to allow a person to remove a deer front and leg hindquarters from the CWD management area, which, you know, does not offer any threat to the nervous system or anything like that. The other couple are the require persons that are bow hunting deer in the bear hunting zone, which is Allegheny-Garrett County, to meet the Hunter Orange requirements while the bear season is open. That's not a big deal, but it is important. And then delete the requirement for a hunter to fill out the big game harvest record before moving a deer or turkey from the place of kill. Nobody's doing it. Everybody's doing it when they check the deer in, but nobody's doing it before they remove the deer from the woods. Just an inconvenient thing to do. Much easier to do when you are sitting in your truck waiting to take your deer to the processor or checking it in. So those are the concepts. Those will be listed in the next issue of the Maryland Hunting Quarterly for you to read. There is a stakeholder meeting. These are the hunting organizations that take a look at these concepts and have their comments on them. After that, the comments are evaluated by the wildlife officials. The concepts then become proposals. The proposals are discussed internally at DNR, and then the proposals are finalized and sent to the Wildlife Advisory Commission for final review and vote whether or not for that particular proposal to become a regulation. That's how the process works. Works well, and those are for regulations. Everything else is covered by legislation, which requires law. bills to be filed and that type of thing. And there's a number of those things coming up I can't tell you about right now, but I'll hopefully be able to tell you next week. So, switching over to fishing. You know, we had the director, Tom O'Connell, on here talking about the management plan for striped bass and some of the goals that they wanted to establish. And now we have a news release that just came out yesterday from the Coastal Conservation Association of Maryland. The Coastal Conservation Association Maryland yesterday called upon the state of Maryland to develop a comprehensive process for recovering the cost of managing its commercial fisheries, including the commercial gillnet fishery that saw a number of significant violations of marine resources law last year. All fishing in Maryland, both commercial and recreational, is supported by a combination of license and permit fees, federal angler taxes and direct grants, and state revenue. DNR has determined that 93% of the cost to manage recreational fishing is supported by license fees and federal angler taxes. However, only 20% of the cost of managing commercial fisheries is covered by license and permit fees, with an additional 23% covered by direct federal grants. The rest comes from Maryland taxpayers in the form of general funds. Let's talk to Norbert. Norbert. Good morning, Norbert.
Good morning, Alan.
How are you, sir?
Not bad.
What's
Not
up?
Bad. I'm literally standing in the field that you know well.
Oh, yes.
We're at Fairlie.
Oh, yes.
We're about ready to walk out to the pond.
Uh-huh.
You might hear the geese in the background.
I do.
That's it. That's yes. There's a few in the neighborhood here.
Yeah, it sounds like you might have had a population explosion there.
Yes, we've had quite a few.
Yeah.
It was the last day, so I thought I'd give you a call and a little sound from the field, so to speak.
Well, hold that phone up so our listeners can hear.
Okay.
Well, we could hear more when you were talking rather than now. Did they quit? Did they shut up?
They're getting up and moving.
Ah.
And so forth. We're just waiting for the last of them to leave the pond here.
Yeah, you got 40.
Much. We just want to walk them off.
Yeah, you got 45 minutes to shoot them. I mean, before you can.
It takes a little while to put decoys.
Yeah, no kidding. No kidding.
The youngest member of the party just arrived, so he can do the humping.
I got you. Would that be Mr. Tom?
That would be Mr. Tom.
Yeah, I spoke to him the other day. He was anticipating going out today. That's pretty good. We went out a couple of weeks ago with Jim Schillinger, Papa John's Farm.
Right.
Yeah, we put out maybe 3 dozen floaters and maybe 2 dozen the full bodied maybe I don't know if they're big feet or what they were. They were full bodies, and then about 75 stuffers.
Wow.
Yeah, that was a pretty cool set.
That's a valuable rig.
Yes, it is. And I think there were 6 or 8 of those stuffers on the battery-operated rotating bases that put a little move. Oh, yeah. It was a cool set. Yeah. Yeah, we were in Queen Anne's County, and we were done by 9:30. Yeah, it was good. Yep. Okay. Good farm. So, anyway. Well, good. Last day of the season here on the AP geese, and then we've got some Western Maryland guys that are going to be doing some RP geese, the resident geese, resident population geese, and of course that's a 5-bird bag limit. So, talked to Mr. Krim day before, he seemed to think that he had every goose in Carroll County sitting on his field.
That was nice of you.
Yeah, he was begging me to come up and shoot a couple. I just didn't have the time to do it. And
that character hasn't called me yet.
Well, he hasn't. Well, I'll take care of that. Yeah, I'll take care of that. Yeah.
Say hello for me.
I'll do that. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So, but he's got a couple places to go for the Western or the RP guys. So. Anyway, well, good. Listen, it sounds like you got some work to do. Sounds like there's plenty of birds around the area. And have you seen any snow geese up that way?
Many, many.
Yeah, no kidding.
Many, many, many.
Yeah.
More every year, it seems, in this part of the county. I'm very surprised.
Yep.
I can remember being a boy, we never saw one.
Right.
And then when I was a young man, we saw one flock.
Right.
And now they're around all the time. So
yes, they are. I talked to Mitch from Tuscarora Outfitters last night at the show, and he's hunting them every day. I mean, every single day.
I understand. They've had some big hunts. So.
Yeah, they have. Yes, they have. So
very good.
All right, buddy. Well, look, I appreciate that.
Have a great Saturday.
You too, buddy. I'll be standing on concrete all day while you'll be standing in the corn stubble. So,
well, yeah. Just for a while, and then I'll be back to the concrete myself. So.
Oh man, yep. Gotta love that concrete.
Yes, indeed.
See you, buddy. Thanks.
See ya.
All right, Norbert.
Yep. Bye bye.
There we go. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. So here's where we were. 20% of the cost of managing commercial fisheries is covered by licenses and permit fees. 20%. Another 23% is covered by direct federal grants for our commercial fisheries. That's 43%. The rest, which would be 57%, is covered by the taxpayers to manage the fishery. As the Department of Natural Resources, this is, I'm reading from a news release from CCA Maryland, Coastal Conservation Association. As the Department of Natural Resources, DNR, is facing a budget shortfall of $3.2 million beginning in October 2013, and the cost of managing commercial fisheries continues to rise because of illegal activities, it's imperative that new ways be found to fund this fishery, said Tony Friedrich, the CCA Maryland Executive Director. It's time that the general public is no longer asked to subsidize more than half the cost of managing and enforcing these commercial fisheries, said Friedrich. The fishery must be funded by those who are making money from it, the commercial fishermen. Right there, I'm going to ask for your comment, 410-922-6680, 1-800-922-6680. And now we go on. Last winter and spring, more than 13 tons of striped bass were captured illegally and illegally placed nets, resulting in DNR closing the season for a period of time and developing new regulations to better monitor and enforce the commercial striped bass fishery. DNR identified the massive shortfall and inequity in the amount of money contributed by commercial fishermen towards the resource as compared to recreational anglers. CCA Maryland Government Relations Committee adopted a position last fall calling for the commercial gillnet fishery to support itself or to be closed. This position stated CCA Maryland strongly believes the user and financial beneficiary of the fishery should bear the responsibility for its management's cost. If that can't be done and taxpayers or recreational anglers are asked to continue covering this shortfall, then we believe the gillnet fishery must be ended in favor of other fishing methods that can be shown to be manageable, accountable, and enforceable. Given the massive inequity identified in all commercial fisheries, CCA Maryland believes the same concept must be applied to all commercial fisheries. So far, we've not seen any indication that the fishery wants to sustain itself, Friedrich said. It's time to stop asking Maryland's taxpayers to subsidize this fishery, stop talking about the issue, start acting in a manner that provides results. The state has a responsibility to all its citizens to assure that cost for the commercial fishery are borne by that industry. You're a recreational fisherman. You and I like to go fish for bass and crappies and trout and catfish and whatever. When you and I buy a fishing rod, there's an 11% federal excise tax that's built into that fishing rod, all fishing tackle, as a matter of fact, and boat motor fuel. There's a little piece of that action that goes directly into a fund called the Sportfish Restoration Fund. There's the same thing for recreational hunters called the Wildlife Fund. This is the tax imposed on fishermen and hunters on guns and ammunition, archery tackle, but arrows, fishing tackle, and boat motor fuel. These are two separate funds, one for fishing, one for hunting, that goes in, that are paid by the manufacturers. Once you buy your product, they send their taxes in every quarter, just like you and I do if we have our own business, to the IRS. The IRS deposits those funds into another special fund, Sport the fishing fund and the wildlife fund, and then that money is distributed back to the states, okay, for things like hunter safety education, wildlife management, purchasing properties, managing sport fisheries and that type of thing for recreational anglers. You and I pay for our own sport. Commercial fishermen do not. They depend on taxpayers and the federal government, more taxpayers, all of us, to support their industry that they're making money on every single day. They only pay 20% of the cost out of their own pocket for Maryland's commercial fishery. We're talking about every striped bass that's sold at market, every blue crab that's sold at market, particularly striped bass. All of the above is subsidized, Maryland's commercial fishery, by you and me. What do you think? 410-922-6680. Let's talk to Bill in Westminster. Morning, Bill. How are you?
Hey, good morning, Alan. Just want to give everybody a traffic update this morning. Believe it or not, it's a real bad accident on Route 140, and you can't get through either direction right there at the bridge in Finksburg.
Oh, the Liberty Bridge in Finksburg on 140. Wow.
Yeah, the Liberty Bridge. It's a head-on accident. It's four cars. So I'm on my way to work.
Yeah.
I listened to your show, and I said, well, you know what? You guys are probably, a lot of people are heading that direction.
Yeah.
And if you have to go 795, the best way to go is 91 north.
Right.
Run into Route 30.
Yeah, so, that you would take that right there by W&W Tire and Auto Service, right there at that intersection. Yeah, there's a food line there, and there's I can't remember. There's a tire company and a bank there, but yeah, you take 91 north to 30, and then come back around and come back down 30 and go past it through Reisterstown.
Yeah, at that light at 30, you make a right. I take you down to 795. That's where I'm at right now.
Right.
Yeah. So I just want to give everybody a heads up because boy, it's going to be a while. It must be 20. Police cars there. And,
oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah, it's pretty bad.
Yeah, it sounds bad.
I'll be at the show tonight. I hope to make it there tonight.
All right,
guys.
I'll be there.
Yeah, how's the show going?
I think the show's going very well, to be honest with you. So,
yeah.
Yep.
Okay, buddy.
All right, buddy. Thanks. See ya. Okay. Bye-bye. There goes Bill in Westminster. What do you think, folks? Come on. I know there's more people listening out there. I know you have an opinion like I do. 410 WCBM 680. Right now it's time for me to tell you about Allen & Marshall Auctions. Proud to present the 6th Annual Firearms and Men's Night Out Auction and Sale this coming Friday night, February 3rd, and Saturday, February 4th. Be sure to attend one of the largest firearms auctions in the Mid-Atlantic region. 400, over 400, more than 400, many more than 400 quality firearms, plus four-wheelers, boats, jet skis, military items, and ammunition to be auctioned off during this two-day event. All items will be sold regardless of price. There's no minimum, no reserve. And if you've never bought at auction before, now's the time. You won't want to miss this incredible auction event. For more information, call 410-835-0384 or visit AM Auctions, Allen & Marshall Auctions. You can Google Allen & Marshall, A-L-L-E-N, and Marshall, M-A-R-S-H-A-L-L, Auctions, AMA Auctions with an S.com. That number again, 410-835-0384, or visit AM Auctions with an S.com. Allen & Marshall Auctions, located 8000 Esham Road, E-S-H-A-M, in Parsonsburg, Maryland, just outside Salisbury. You want to put that in your GPS? It's 8000 Esham Road, Parsonsburg, Maryland, just outside Salisbury. See you at the auction.
See the great selection of Ford trucks and SUVs, including the Super Duty and F-150 pickups, America's best-selling trucks for 34 years, at Bob Davidson Ford Lincoln on East Joppa Road in Parkville.
Bob Davidson, the ultimate Ford Lincoln store.
This is the Wall Street Journal report. MGM Blykamp, being laid off or fired may make you feel like a terminal failure, but experts say the experience can be used in a productive way, even if your performance had nothing to do with your layoff. The Journal's Dennis Nishi.
An important thing is to find out why you've been fired, whether you talk to your boss during the exit interview and try to get a candid response, or you do your own research afterwards, because actually after you leave, the HR department will make it a lot harder to get that information.
And Dennis, is don't dwell for too long on what you could have done differently. Get what you need from the experience and use it to find a company with a better cultural and professional fit.
Think about what you can do better at the next company. You know, kind of like start over. You don't want to just keep dwelling on the same old thing because that'll just get you down on yourself, and it'll come out when you're meeting with people. If you're constantly thinking of the negative, try to be positive.
Try to be objective in determining whether you were meeting the goals of the company. Jim Blykamp with the Wall Street Journal Report.
Becky, thanks for calling.
Oh, no problem.
Lyle, honey, it's time to go home.
DoubleMySpeed.com.
What is that he keeps saying?
DoubleMySpeed.com.
DoubleMySpeed.com.
What is that?
Oh, this amazing site. Lyle logged on to DoubleMySpeed.com, got a free comprehensive diagnosis, and within minutes, he knew exactly what was slowing down our PC.
Wow.
Anyway, DoubleMySpeed.com removed dangerous spyware and a virus.
No kidding.
They cleaned our computer remotely and restored it to peak performance.
DoubleMySpeed.com. DoubleMySpeed.com.
We know, Lyle. He's so excited about DoubleMySpeed.com that he wanders the neighborhood to spread the word. But the only thing you can say is DoubleMySpeed.com at double speed.
Gee, I wonder if Don knows about DoubleMySpeed.com.
Oh, Lyle sent him an email.
Don, do you know about
DoubleMySpeed.com?
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 Get your free diagnosis at DoubleMySpeed.com, and within minutes, find out what's slowing down your PC.
DoubleMySpeed.com?
Yes, it was a group email.
Get your free diagnosis today. DoubleMySpeed.com. Your PC, like new again. DoubleMySpeed.com.
Results will vary depending on your PC.
If you love the great outdoors, you'll love the National Rifle Association's Great American Hunting and Outdoor Show. It's 3 big days of hunting and fishing excitement, January 27th through the 29th at the Eventplex at the Frederick Fairgrounds in Frederick, Maryland. See nearly 200 hunting and fishing exhibitors, the NRA Great American Whitetail Collection, nationally known seminar speakers, the Mason-Dixon Big Buck Contest, and more. The first 200 attendees each day receive a free Drury Outdoors DVD. General admission, $10. NRA members, $8. Children under 9 admitted free. Weekend passes available. Renew your NRA membership at the show for $35 and receive a free weekend pass to the show. It's the 2012 NRA Great American Hunting and Outdoor Show, 3 to 9 p.m. Friday, January 27th, 9 a.m. to 7 p.m. Saturday, January 28th, and 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Sunday, January 29th at the Frederick Fairgrounds in Frederick, Maryland. Visit www.nrahuntingshow.org. For more info, W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg is taking care of my trucks for over 25 years. Anything from a simple oil change to extensive engine work, brakes, tune-ups, everything, their motto is, we do it. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles. Large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Look for the big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410. W&W Tire and Auto. See the great selection of Ford trucks and SUVs, including the Super Duty and F-150 pickups, America's best-selling trucks for 34 years, at Bob Davidson Ford Lincoln on East Joppa Road in Parkville.
Bob Davidson, the ultimate Ford Lincoln store.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Shaking, your heart gets to pumping, your knees get to knocking, and your mind starts racing. It's a feeling like you never felt before. Have you coming back for more? Buck fever, gonna get you, boy. Buck fever, have you praying to the Lord. That rap, that grunt, that stare, that stomp will make you a believer.
All right, Steve in his car, comments, subsidies on commercial fishing. Go ahead, Steve.
How are you doing this morning?
I'm good, buddy. How about you?
I'm frustrated as frustrated can be.
Why?
Maryland government, they're constantly bleeding everybody dry, and now they're going after commercial fishermen. It's ridiculous to see our own government attacking our own industries and basically putting a lot of small business people out of business because they want to constantly throw another excise tax on top of excise tax.
Well, let me ask you, Steve. Are you a commercial waterman?
No, I'm not. What, I'm actually a truck driver.
You're a truck driver. Okay. Does anybody subsidize your company?
No, nobody subsidizes my company. The only thing I do is pay out the nose on taxes.
Right. Okay. So basically, you pay for your own way in your own business, right? Do you own your own truck?
No, I do not. But I do have to basically cover all the costs on the truck because
right.
I'm leasing it.
Okay. How about the company you drive for? Do they get subsidies from the government?
No.
Do the taxpayers pay any of their bills?
No, but I think it'd be really nice if we would be eligible for those subsidies, but because we're not a minority, if we were a minority, then we would be able to.
You know what, Steve? You know what, Steve? You know what, Steve? I get tired of everybody wanting a handout from the rest of us. You know that? You know, when you say subsidies, you know what you're talking about? You're talking about me and Pat and everybody else that pays taxes subsidizing your business. Why should we do that? If your business can't make it on its own, maybe your business ought to go out of business. What do you think?
What I think is that you guys need to just allow
You bought into the whole welfare deal, haven't you?
No.
Well, then why do you think your company ought to be subsidized by somebody else?
I'm not saying that I want.
You said you would like to see that happen. That's what you said. I'd like to have some of those subsidies.
My point that I'm trying to express is that if the government would not overtax these businesses, we would not need subsidies to be able to get through, to be able to keep on going. And
I agree with you. I agree with you 100%. Do you know there's a proposal on the table to raise the gasoline tax here in Maryland by another 15 cents a gallon?
I know.
What are they thinking?
What's the main major strain?
What are they thinking?
And if our own local government in the state of Maryland would learn how to quit misappropriating funds, which is a nice classy term for saying that we stole your money to give it to somebody else.
Right.
I wouldn't be this frustrated right now. But that's what my whole frustration is in a nutshell, is that we have poor management in our local government.
Well, let me ask you this. You know you pay a flush tax, right? You know what a flush tax is, right?
I know that I pay for water.
Okay, well, the flush tax is basically a tax for that water that goes to help the Chesapeake Bay. Now, you would think that a fund would be set up for the Chesapeake Bay, wouldn't you? From all those flush tank dollars that every one of us pays.
Well, you would think that.
Yeah, well,
guess
where that money goes? It doesn't go to protect Chesapeake Bay. It goes in a general fund. What do you think of that?
I think we need to fire all our demonazis that we got in office right
well,
now.
Well, here's the deal. Hold on. On January 19th, the co-chairmen of the bipartisan Maryland Legislative Sportsman's Caucus, Senator John Astle, he's a Democrat, he is from Anne Arundel County, and Delegate Wendell Beitzel, who's a Republican from Garrett County, announced their intention of pursuing legislative approval of a constitutional amendment that would prohibit any statutory transfer of funds from the Chesapeake Bay's two principal funds, the Bay Restoration Fund and the Chesapeake and Atlantic Coastal Bay's 2010 Fund. If enacted by a 3/5 majority of the 2012 General Assembly, the constitutional amendment would be submitted to the voters for approval in November 2012. Maryland's commitment to the Chesapeake Bay restoration effort will cost $11.1 billion, with a B. That's a billion is a thousand million. Okay, $11.1 billion by 2017. Where we'll secure these funds is a mystery to me. But we have created two funds that are intended to help realize the Bay restoration goals. However, Maryland's elected leaders have been forced by economic circumstances to divert millions of dollars from these funds to help balance the state's general fund, albeit repayment to the Bay Restoration Fund within a 15-year debt financing. Senate Bill 65 would say no more such transfers. The dedicated money must stay in these funds for the purposes they are intended, said Senator Astle, Senate Chair of the Maryland Legislative Sportsman's Caucus and sole Senator sponsor. What do you think of that?
Well, Well, that's a good start.
That is a good start. You're absolutely right.
I feel like it's 30 years late in the making.
Well, absolutely. That's because we believed organizations like the Chesapeake Bay Foundation, who create a crisis every month so that they can raise money to sustain the Chesapeake Bay Foundation. And we haven't cleaned up the bay one damn bit.
And another thing that I'd like to bring up with you is a little bit off topic, but because of me enjoying the outdoors and being married to this track trailer, it's also frustrating that I'm not allowed to hunt on my private land on Sundays, and it's only been designated for a couple of Sundays out of the entire hunting season.
Yep.
And after you spend over $100 in your licensing fees with the waterfowl stamps and your other stamps.
I think you're a little high on that $100, but that's okay. Go ahead.
Okay, your federal stamps 15, your Maryland stamps 9, your consolidated license is $24.50.
Yeah, plus, that's 50. That's
$35 for your public land stamp now.
If you choose to hunt public lands, that's true.
And also your bonus buck stamp.
Yep.
Along with that, it adds up a little bit over $100 for a Maryland resident.
I wasn't thinking about the managed hunt stamp because I don't hunt managed hunts. So I mean, if I had private property, I wouldn't hunt any managed hunts. But I don't. I mean, I have access to private property, but it's a 2-hour drive. So that. You know, I hunt that when I can, but I'll take advantage of the county managed hunts as opposed to the 2-day, you know, Fairhill or Gunpowder or, you know, any of those. So,
right. Well,
but
I'm
you still got to buy that.
County, and it's, we're very limited.
Hey, look, I'm with you on that. I think Sunday hunting ought to be open in every county on every Sunday during the hunting season. That's me, you know.
Exactly.
So.
I'd really like to see a push for that to happen, but
good luck.
I doubt that that's going to happen, though.
Good luck. That's all handled by legislation rather than regulation.
But so. I really enjoyed this conversation, and I appreciate it allowing me to have my moment to spout.
Good and for you.
I hope and pray that our government can get their heads out of their
sand
places and go on with what they need to do on doing it right instead of robbing Peter to pay Paul.
Yeah, well, they're robbing Peter to pay Peter. So, all right, buddy, I'll talk to you. Thanks, Steve. Appreciate the call, and let's talk to Rick in Finksburg. Good morning, Rick.
Hey, good morning. How are you this morning?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing fine. I was just riding along here and heard the conversation about subsidies.
Yeah.
I'm a small business owner.
Have been
for 30 years.
Yeah, me too.
Earlier in my business career when I was a kid, I made a business mistake. And I paid for it.
Yep.
No, nobody was there to bail me out. Nobody was to say, okay, well, here's some money. Yeah. That somebody owes them something. If it's not, if they can't make money doing it, why do they do it?
Well, I think everybody ought to get a fair shot, don't you?
A fair shot. Yes, a fair shot. And what that means for a fair shot, as far as I'm concerned, is that
everybody,
your last caller, keep the freaking government out of it. Stop trying to take our money.
Our president says everybody ought to have a fair shot and pay their fair share.
Well, and you know what? If he really meant that, that'd be a great thing.
No, what he means is that if you are a productive member of society and I'm not, we ought to take it from you and give it to me. That's what a fair shot is.
Yeah, a fair shot. And then you take, again, as small business owners, I put my assets, I put my family, I put my house, I put everything on the line every day.
Yep.
You know, and again, don't want to get into all the other stuff with it, but why do you know, people think I work 15, 16 hours a day?
Hey, man. Hey, look, buddy, I'm right there with you. I'm right there with you. I'm 100% with you.
I think what's going to happen eventually, people like us are just going to get fed up, you know.
Hey, I don't think there's any just going to get fed up.
No.
I think we are fed up.
I think we are, too.
Yeah, I think we're pretty fed up, to be honest with you. So.
Yeah, and as the last caller said, you know, these guys, they steal money out of one pot to put it in another pot. They think they have an American Express card that just keeps on giving and we're just so foolish that we'll just keep giving it to them eventually, even in this state. Even in this state of Maryland, we got to, at some point, somebody's got to stand up and tell them no more. But I thank you for your time this morning. Keep up the fight.
All right, buddy. Thanks.
Thanks, Pat.
See you, Rick. Yep, there he goes. Wow. Baylinex of Glen Burnie now offers Linex protection. I hear the frustration out there. Nobody's directing it towards commercial fishermen yet. But, you know, $15 a pound for rockfish, $120 a bushel of crabs, whatever oysters are, a pint or a quart. How about a pound of crab meat for $30? Nobody's making any money. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie now offers Linex protection that comes to you. The Bay Linex mobile unit can come to your home, your farm, your business, your job site, right to your door and apply the correct Linex commercial or industrial or consumer coating to whatever needs coated. Your deck, your trailers, your tanks, forklifts, lift gates, any machinery, any equipment that needs protected against corrosion, chemicals, or the elements. And the Linex material is environmental. Linex materials are environmentally friendly. Protect your investment in your pickup truck like I did. Feel protected with a Linex spray-on bed liner or prolong the life of your equipment. You can even protect your garage, your shop, or your basement floor with the new Aspartex floor coating from Bay Linex of Glen Burnie. Located at 400 Arundel Corporation Road, just off Beltway Exit 3A, visit them online at baylinex.com. Bobby Hawkins is the man. Give him a call, 410-789-0199. 410-789-0199 or go to baylinex.com for Bay Linex of Glen Burnie. Now, more than just bedliners. Allen & Marshall Auctions, proud to present the 6th Annual Firearms and Men's Night Out Auction and Sale, Friday night, February 3rd, and Saturday, February 4th. That's this coming Friday night and Saturday in Parsonsburg, Maryland. Be sure to attend one of the largest firearms auctions in the Mid-Atlantic region. 400 quality firearms, plus four-wheelers, boats, jet skis, military items, ammunition, all to be auctioned off during this fantastic two-day event. And this is the sixth time they've done this. All items will be sold regardless of price, no minimum, no reserve. If you've never bought at auction before, now's the time. You won't want to miss this incredible auction event. Here's the number to call, 410-835-0384. Or online, you can visit them at AM Auctions. AM, that stands for Allen and Marshall with an S. AM Auctions with an S.com. That number again, 410-835-0384. Visit AMAuctions with an S.com. Allen & Marshall Auctions is located at 8000 Esham, or Esham, E-S-H-A-M Road in Parsonsburg, Maryland, just outside Salisbury. We'll see you at the auction. Alan Ellis here for Bob Davidson Ford Lincoln. You know, my friend John Berkridge, the sales manager, he wants outdoorsmen to know that the F-150 and Super Duty pickups are ready for action. Remember, Ford trucks are dependable wherever you spend your time outdoors, at work, and at play. Stop by and see the lineup of Explorers, Escapes, Rangers, Super Duty, and F-150 pickups, America's best-selling trucks for 34 years. Ask how to take advantage of the special offers and incentives on Ford trucks at Bob Davidson Ford Lincoln. See Bob Davidson Ford Lincoln at 1845 East Joppa Road in Parkville for all the details, or call 410-661-6400. Visit them online at bobdavidsonauto.com. For outdoorsmen, Bob Davidson is your outfitter for quality Ford trucks.
Bob Davidson, the ultimate Ford Lincoln store.
If you're a working man and your truck breaks down, you only need to know one repair shop, W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg. They built your reputation on getting you in, fixed, and out the door quickly, efficiently, and a very competitive price. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles, large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Just look for that big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410, W&W Tire and Auto. Colorado.
The Eastern Sports and Outdoor Show, February 4th through the 12th in Harrisburg, PA. Presented by Outdoor Channel and Comcast. New gear, new products, same great tradition. Learn from over 30 of the top outdoor experts in the industry today. Enjoy more fun family activities, including Raptors Up Close, the Kids Trout Pond, Chris Brackett Archery Trick Shooting, and many more. Discounted tickets at EasternSportsShow.com. That's EasternSportsShow.com. February 4th through the 12th in Harrisburg, PA.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Hey, let's give away three sets of tickets to the Eastern Sports Show in Harrisburg. Three pairs of tickets. Pat, whoever wants them can call in and get them. The first three people that would like to have a pair of tickets are welcome to them. I'll get the calls in just a second. Now, read this press release from the Coastal Conservation Association. 20% of the cost of managing commercial fisheries is covered by license and permit fees. 23% covered by direct federal grants. Our shortfall, $3.2 million beginning in October of 2013, beginning of the budget year, is $3.2 million. That is what is subsidizing the commercial fishery by taxpayers here in Maryland. The dockside value of the commercial fishery in Maryland is a grand total of $75 million. That's how much money watermen make, crabbing, oystering, clamming, whatever they do, rockfish. $75 million is the seafood industry. Commercial license fees are $1.57 million, 2%. Let's talk to what? No. No, let's talk to Kevin in Baltimore about Fox. Go ahead, Kevin.
Yeah, how are you doing? This is actually John. Kevin just ran in to get some coffee here, but I'm on the same tangent here.
Okay.
We noticed riding around here, and this is just an off-the-wall question here. We noticed a ton of red fox dead on the side of the road, and I didn't know if you knew anything about them, if you knew anything about their numbers coming back. Is that something that...
You're in Baltimore?
Baltimore County.
Baltimore County is one of the highest populations of red fox in the country. Yeah, I don't know if you knew that.
Before this year.
Yeah, and if they had a good year, breeding year, the young now are probably 6 months old. They're probably striking out on their own, looking for their own dens. Plus, it's breeding season, and that's why
Is that something that's allowed to be hunted in Maryland? I've never heard of. You know, I've hunted deer, but I've never even looked into something like.
Yeah, it's covered in your rule books. Yeah, you can hunt red fox. Sure. Yeah, you sure can. But yeah, that's part of the reason. It's a breeding season right now. They're running all over the place. I said a couple weeks ago, I had right at dark in a deer stand on the last day of the season, on Friday the 6th. I had one walk right under my stand. He was barking the whole time. I've actually seen him breed this time of year, but that's what's going on. All the breeding activity. They're out roaming looking for love.
Yeah.
Okay. Just like you, Kevin, out there at 5 o'clock in the morning riding around. So.
That's right. And then my other thing I was just wondering is, you know, talking about different social economical things there too. I can say as a business owner, I have a small lawn care landscaping business, and at one time I had 5 crews.
Right.
They're employing 13 people.
Right.
Which, you know, it's small, but I'm one of these businesses that does everything legal. I don't hire illegal aliens, unlike a lot of the other lawn companies. And now I'm down to myself and this other guy working with me, Johnny, myself and Kevin, who's in getting coffee here.
Right.
Because I refuse to go the illegal route, and I'm being driven right out of business by these illegal aliens, or companies that hire illegal aliens that can underbid me by half. And it just doesn't seem like there's any type of attempt in this state of Maryland being a... what seems to be a sanctuary state.
We are a sanctuary state. And there's no seeming to be about it. We are declared a sanctuary state.
Well, I'm going to probably be out of...
Hey, listen, drive down Broadway. Drive down Broadway. I'm not kidding you. Drive down Broadway. Drive down Eastern Avenue.
With the 7-Eleven down there at Broadway and Lombard.
That's where they stand for day labor. Absolutely. No question. Huh?
I'm just frustrated at that. We're just trying
I can hear the frustration in your voice. So, yeah. All right, buddy. Look, we got to roll. Thanks. All right. See you. Charles, good morning. How are you, sir? Charles, you still with me?
Yes, I am. And how are you feeling?
I'm doing good.
Oh, that's good. You had a man last week that wanted to scuba dive in the Amazon.
Right.
And boy, that is one place you don't swim. And that is, don't engender that kind of thinking.
You could you could come back missing a couple of digits or appendages,
right,
couldn't you? Yeah.
When you're in a Zodiac or any of those kind of boats,
yeah,
you can't even hang your hand out of the water.
So no skinny dipping, right?
No skinny dipping.
Oh, man.
And don't forget, there's a piranha there. And, boy, I have some of the piranhas I brought back that were taxidermed. And the teeth on them, you can cut your finger on them.
No question. No question. I wouldn't want a swarm of them coming after me. That'd be worse than killer bees, wouldn't it?
And if any of your listeners want to enjoy themselves for the rest of their lives, you go to Madagascar. I wrote the Orthopedics of the Prosimians of Madagascar, because in about 25 years there probably won't be any of them left. And there you see the black ones, and the whole tribe is controlled by a female matriarchal society. And you can listen to the screaming of the black lemurs, and the people there believe that they are the spirits of the dead.
Nice.
Coming back to Earth.
Ugh. Charles, thank you.
Something to hear.
Thank you, buddy. Appreciate the input today.
And thank you for your show. Oh, I love to listen to you.
Gotta go, brother. Thank
Bye.
You. Bye-bye. There he goes. Mike in Westminster. Good morning, Mike. How are you?
Good morning, Alan.
Yes, sir.
Lovely day. I was unfortunately driving and couldn't call in earlier. The gentleman that had called about the bluefin tuna and
yes, yes.
I would have been surprised on that. But through the course of the show, there's been a theme about commercial fishermen and then just general businesses. You know, you can't support yourself.
Right.
First off, if I caught a 75-inch bluefin tuna and I had to give it up because it didn't fit some federally regulated slot for commercial fishermen that are reserved for commercial fishermen, I guess I would have counted on the captain of the boat to know that. But
I think that's probably where the first mistake was made.
Well, but on the commercial fisherman side, is there not now up and down the East Coast, I know just in the Bay, that the commercial fisheries have depleted the aleswife populations?
Actually, it's not commercial fishermen so much as the alewife industry, which turns those lovely alewives into fish meal and those lovely fish oil capsules that your doctor recommends you take for a day of.
Right.
We have a tremendous
Who catches those fish?
The company. The company ships out of Virginia, huh?
Not a commercial fishery.
Well, yeah, but it's not a commercial fisherman. It is a commercial fishery, but it's industry boats that are going out there. Yes, it is absolutely a commercial fishery.
Why did they wait till they got to a 93% reduction in the harvest before they decided they were going to do something?
I think they've been trying to work on the alewife problem for many years, and you have a lot of important people who have a very high paid lobbyist who make influential contributions to the right people, because that's a legislative thing in Virginia and Maryland. There have been some agreements reached on alewives, and even more so now. I can't right at this late hour and right off the tips of my fingers, I can't pull that up right now. But that we did talk about that here a number of months ago when that all came up. So
yeah, and if you fish with cut bait, as a recreational fisherman, you can't beat alewife, and now you can't fish with it.
Well, nobody said that.
Well, you can until June, and you have to have a receipt.
No, that's herring. That's not alewife. That's river herring.
Oh, okay. Then
I think you may have misunderstood part of that. So
I probably did because I was driving.
Yeah.
I listen, and then I'm driving most of your show.
I hear you. Yes, sir. All right, Mike. Appreciate
it.
We'll get that cleared up. Let you know.
Have a lovely day. I hope to see you in Frederick today.
All right, buddy. Yeah, I'll be there. Stop by and say hi. Thanks.
Bye.
Bye-bye. There he goes. Hey, I got to tell you about Tochterman's. Now, our friends at Tochterman's are just, I'll tell you what, they are anticipating this fishing season with baited, shelves. They've got tremendous selection of rockfish supplies, trolling rods and reels at really, really, really good prices. We talked about the fly fishing courses, and some of them have already started. So we do recommend that you check out the lure building room. You still have a couple months till rockfish season opens up. They've got jig hooks and molds and a giant supply of both of those. If you like to, you know, pour your own bucktails or pour your own jigs for bass or for striped bass, they've got the little molds, the big molds, the dart molds, and everything else. You can take care of all that by stopping by Tochterman's at the lure building room, and that's upstairs. But I would recommend while you're there to take a look at all the trolling tackle, take a look at all the umbrella rigs and the bucktails and everything they have for striped bass. Giant selection of all that stuff and all the major brands. They have the high-end stuff from Daiwa and Shimano. They have the new line of St. Croix rods and all the reels, 600, 700 reels on display, 1,000 fishing rods. Great bunch of apparel coming in and footwear. The entire fly fishing room is dedicated to fly fishing. And I just highly recommend that you go to Tochterman's downtown Baltimore, 1925 Eastern Avenue. They are all fishing all the time. They've been at the same location, same family name, for 95 years, since 1916, if you can believe it. Yes, indeed. Same place, same family. Ran that shop for 95 years. It's incredible. You need to see it. If you're a fisherman, you owe it to yourself to drive down to Eastern Avenue. Go down in the evening, you know. Go down the night before. Spend the night. Have a good time at the Inner Harbor. Drive by Eastern Avenue. Look at the neon sign the next morning when they open. Stop by and see them. 410-327-6942. 410-327-6942 for Tochterman's Fish and Tackle. Oh, yeah, I'll do that. We're going to be at the NRA show in Frederick. The show's today and tomorrow. Opens at 9 o'clock this morning till 7 o'clock tonight. And saw Larry Weishun there yesterday. I heard Bob Folkrod's going to be there today. For you deer hunters, a lot of good fishing seminars, the Mason-Dixon Big Buck Contest, about 200 exhibitors. A lot of my friends are there. And we're there in booth number 97. Stop by and see us at the NRA Hunting and Outdoor Show in Frederick, Maryland, at the Frederick Fairgrounds. You can get off the South Street exit and take it right to the fairgrounds. Plenty of free parking, and it's a great show. It's in four or five buildings there. You'll enjoy yourself. We'll see you at the show. Now, get out, stay out, stay safe.
Bob Davidson, the ultimate Ford Lincoln store.
As the proud owner of a Ford F-150 pickup, I'm pleased to recommend Bob Davidson Ford Lincoln. From the sales experience to the quick lane service department, Bob Davidson is Maryland's only Ford dealer that has earned the Ford President's Award.